It's official. China interfered and meddled in the November 2020 election. In fact, this bombshell story was confirmed to Catherine Herridge, who moved from Fox to now CBS. She really was Fox's best reporter, but let that go, by none other than DNI Director John Ratcliffe. Ratcliffe, as you know, is responsible for overseeing all 17 intelligence agencies. And moreover, he has access to highly classified information. What he told Catherine Herridge is that now there is beyond a shadow of a doubt. The consensus in the intelligence community is that China, the biggest violator, as well as Iran and Russia, directly interfered and meddled in the election. And furthermore, Maria Bartiromo, award-winning journalist at Fox News, really the gold standard when it comes to business reporting, spoke to a very senior high intelligence official who confirmed to her that many in the intelligence community are now saying the election was stolen. My friends, there's no getting around this seminal fact. China directly interfered and intervened in our election in order to steal it from President Trump and hand it over to China Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, as I like to call him. They wanted their puppet, their agent in the White House. What the Hunter Biden laptop reveals, beyond the shadow of a doubt, is that the Biden crime family took hundreds of millions of dollars from Chinese front businesses tied to the Communist Party of China, and they own the Bidens, and especially Joe Biden. And now, with this evidence, President Trump needs to address the country and put his cards on the table. Biden is fatally compromised, but even worse than that, we are now under siege and at war with China. They directly interfered in our election in order to get Biden elected. And this is a national security crisis of the highest order. And to expose China's infiltration of the Democratic Party and how they were able to penetrate Dominion voting systems, we now need to seize all of those machines. And the only way that can be done is for the president to invoke the Insurrection Act, declare a national emergency, what's called limited martial law, and order the military to get a hold of every single Dominion voting machine and have independent forensics experts look at those machines, because if they do, they will see that all roads lead back to communist China. And then he needs to show the information, all of the evidence to the American people, and say the election was illegitimate, the election was fraudulent, the election was stolen. And either he is inaugurated as president on January 20th, or there is a national redo. But either way, time is running out. The president now has all of the information and evidence, the grounds that he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. To the president, it's now or never. The longer you wait, the more likely it is that the communist Chinese will have their Manchurian candidate right in the White House. And that is something the United States and the free world cannot allow to happen. Mr. President, this is your Lincoln moment. This is the defining moment of your presidency, and in many ways, the defining moment of our country. Will you stand with your people? Will you stand with your voters? And will you stand with the Constitution? Or will you allow this criminal stealing of our election, this blatant treason and betrayal, to go unpunished and not to be reversed? Mr. President, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. China is a foreign enemy, and they meddled in our election. Biden and the Democrats are domestic enemies and they stole the election. Do your duty, uphold your oath, invoke the Insurrection Act, and invoke it now.